The first dawn of June was a dark aquarium. Belligerent submarines hurled themselves at my chest. The National Security Agency had trumpeted my grave and branded my ass with an ardency we couldn't run off in the fields. Fur turned silver with grief below a canopy of purple gums. I played games on my dated console, staring in at the misters staring out. A large bear with crystal eyes. Later, at the bottom of day, I found Melody, greybird clinging to the wheel of a Holden, wings dragging out, like eventide shadows I get so bristly down under. Gah! I joked again. And it seemed so logical, like war or music, it had its own lore. Weird now how respected civilians hunt, haunt us both down through an audited world of bacteria and maths. Our gender awakened from the ice age by life warping the nuanced memes of your ex, pressing knee to unveil huge cracks in the facial recognition system we swear by looking for signs of character, flaws in our belly, curtained skies refine their selves into optical illusions. The dream in which I'm still a child. Try not to do that patter in between poems, but
keep going.
Yeah, I have a red face. Because I refuse to take this jacket off. or B, because shame, or C, like an allergy to pale ale and cigarettes. I'm going to relive the trauma of last night, which was technology and being in front of people, and I'm going to pretend that my poems cannot be technologically shown. So I'm going to try and do three visual poems, maybe just two, I'll see how we go. And you can imagine them. This pair are called Devolutions. I guess it's after the French of Rainbow Devotion. Oh yeah, the other poems are the same thing. Gar was after Guerre, which is war. And Bummer was after Bottom, the Shakespearean bottom rainbow illumination. Okay, Devolutions. These are spirals. They look like eyes on the page somewhere. I in metaphysical travels, eyes up in the polar rubble, I air at eye price, eyes violent, brave, I heart out back, mute and red. I night prayer, I amber spunk, I illuminated for 10 eye months, according to fish I aspires to, I serious defect, I place of self-worship, I timely, I mean, I end. I in metaphysical travels, eyes up in the polar rubble, air at eye price, eyes violent, etc. CC in the spurt of holy lethargy, man. See the teenager that I was on a mission for Madam XXX. See taste for oratory, friends. See my incomplete demon education, Lulu fever buzzing. See I stink, see mother, see my sisters all bathe, children spiral. See Ashbury, blue comet in the North Sea. See end, CC in the spurt of holy lethargy, man. See the teenager that I was on a mission for Madam XXX. And this one's silly. So after the French angoisse, meaning anxiety, I guess I've got that theme going. I've got this grassy poem called Angoisse. Mm. And that tempted me to make all the R's lazy. And yeah, I'm reading down the grass shoots here and then across or something. I'll try and get it right. The torture of her wife, her atrocious silence, wakas the one. to wall with the Tuoma, woo the ways of air. Apparently I'm Povo.
A day's success wulls me to sweep. She is very ashamed of my inability to walk. Accidental, very Janus-faced me, oh pardon me and my quashed ambitions for affluency. Will she be a sport and wet me, skate around on grass, or will she palm me off for some other progressive vampire on the dog?
What happened to the mic?
Hey David, is the mic?
Oh, you can't hear me.
No, we can.
It's my thing, it's my point of difference or something like that.
Just speak directly into the mic, just to see if it's working. It's a sonnet. But it's like very, very diagonal, like a waterfall or rain or something. But another poem there. It's called Movement, like the colour. Stunned amidships by astrological accidents. A young couple moved apart from each other, forsook all others on the ark for being wild and began to sing for stillness. Deluded heroes of ism and disco. They went on to haunt in harmonious ecstasy through fields of clover. Meanwhile, endless paperwork hunted the refugees, were rolling dice, hydro-licking motors, ink, stirred the books with blood, squeezed from flowers, fire, jewellery, and the rest of us chatted heaps on our devices. Night was terribly studious, and torrential light thought dizzyingly of how there was no other option but to resort to leisure in company formation. The classy animals on the board became racist for sport. It was comforting to travel among such personal chemistry. We were the conch errors of the world. Our electric maelstrom water spouts became Silicon Valley's new chemical high fashion due to all these incredible LEDs. Our velo city has ramps and a giant gap to yawk through for the day we plummet over the falls. This is slightly longer. It's in that. And I think I'm reading it because Sam did a paper. Hey, Sam, wake up. Oh, Andy, wake up.
I'm awake.
And
resting my nose on
the mention of Bezos. The mention of Bezos is some kind of, I don't know, meta irony or something, made me think I should try and read this one. It needs water. It's called Villainesque Squared. It's after Ville, plural cities in French, two by Rimbaud. And a villainesque is an old word for a villanelle, but this is a kind of more of an exploded villanelle. We met as phantoms in the mountains, unable to avoid the transnational arm of sleep of whatever city we got raised in. I had such a beautiful dream time, an electric field. My only weapon against it was to escape, like Phantomus, to the mountains where I met failed companies still operating under rotations of wild and loaded faces. A party danced nightly in whichever settlement arose next. Driving hard down the rue, we strafed and founded the ghost of Baghdad, a bag-heavy breeze of phantoms to maintain, and that we mooned, howling in storms so that landslide myths would soon descend on the coalition of opulence. But their city had been razed already by the ELK, the Electric Light Corporation, illuminating bones with a muzak unknown to me, a silent fountain, able to maintain, despite the holy cluster the church had become, towering opinions having bleakly caved in. Now everyone wants to sit in the rose of Venus. Hermits are smitten by her ravines. Suburban drunkards burn like moths in her brambled gin. Needy men gyrate, then faint on end, but no waterfall can compete on Stag's Night as dear old Diana swallows the mature age sex industry in whatever gun city she gets a raise next. It's a slippery slope, a humming flower production, a piquant high of opals as though the sea level's risen to a newfound mountain peak. Sometimes the ocean darkens, full of deadly shrapnel, Orphic oysters birthing with news of forever on our razored city shoreline. It's a furphy the centaurs defecate on, from the height of the collapse, then into the gulf, another mountain to climb for the falling man. Roland keyboards on beast mode amplify the shock, sounding like teeth pluck, like a bum rush out or in to whatever position will arouse me next. Fire drills ring out, but I keep sleeping through it. I'm awake on an invisible pulley above a valley of tears, hanging out with phantomists of the mountainous allegories. And we're watching the latest TV wheeling and dealing over Libya from our romantic holiday chalet, our waterless eyes like onyx as craters explode and palm trees curdle at the edge of this railing, designed for and streamed to those who dream to meet like phantoms in the mountains of whatever city they got raised in. And finish up with a poem, another sonnet that goes across a double spread, and it's called Vague Bonds After Vagabonds. Vague Bonds. I've found the formula to the cave, shadows that dance, S capital, bend with the fire, B, hind, making haste and love on wine dumped biscuits. I'm of the mind, invested interest, state of the sun, funding my silly digital dream of the present, hum-based opportunity, echoes the days I repaid with a grin to the friendly society dungeon master, projecting wealth, hijinks, and bondage. Old bank me, satanic brother, risen from being poor, puts asleep for slavering over the windows. Up here in Haven, glass has a greenness, a freedom weakness I don't know much about, bad luck, or feeling taxed. But I do know we're guilty, vague world, veiled by and suffused in the enterprise. So I'm lying on a beach, putting my eyes out, phantoms luxuriating through the night now, happy to be alien from the future. Remain in exile, landscape of rare Muzak. I have crossed over.